Hello. This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
I don't have anything.
Hello?
Hello, I don't have anything with eBay.
Okay, my name is Michael from eBay. So you don't have any eBay, right? Okay, so do you want to cancel the fraud payment, which is under your...
I don't order anything on eBay. I never have and I never will.
Okay, madam. So in order to help you out, first tell me, did you share any information outside or anyone else apart from your home person?
Not that I know of.
All right. And what is charged for $299, right?
Well, you didn't think you'd get any money out of me. I don't owe because I haven't got it. I told you, I don't order anything off eBay.
It's not you, ma'am. It's somebody else who misused your identification. And they are creating a fake eBay account under your name and number. So your information has been compromised by some other people and they are trying to purchase an iTunes gift card for $299 for eBay company. So would you like to cancel the fraud charge?
Yeah, just cancel.
Okay.
Cancel a whole lot.
Okay, so for the security and safety purpose, I'm going to provide you the security firewall to your device so that nobody touch your information in future, and I'm going to give you the 9-digit cancellation ID number. Okay, so can you please confirm?
No.
All right.
Hang on, I'll write it down.
Yeah, do you have a cell phone with you?
Cell phone? I've got
yes.
An Apple phone.
Yes.
Yep.
Which one? Okay. Now, have a look on your phone. Did you see it's your iPhone or it is your Android mobile phone?
My Apple phone. Android, I think.
Okay. Is it your iPhone?
Yeah.
All right. So, first put my phone call in the loudspeaker so that you can hear my voice properly.
I can hear you. It's just that there's a lot of static in it.
Okay. Now, go back to the normal home screen. Go back to the normal wallpaper screen. Swipe your screen very bottom to top. Swipe your screen very bottom to top.
On my phone when I'm talking on it.
Yeah. Did you turn on your loudspeaker, madam?
Oh, please say.
Yeah, you done?
I think that's on loudspeaker.
Okay, first tell me what can you see on your mobile screen. Just read out for me something.
The numbers.
The numbers. And below the numbers, at the very bottom, you just touch on your finger on your screen, very bottom to top. Swipe your screen, very bottom to top.
Oh.
Okay, you see any changes?
Nothing's happening.
Okay, nothing's happening. At the very bottom, did you see any circle button, like home button?
The red circle?
No, not that one. Underneath that, very, very bottom.
Where I do my phone thing.
At the very bottom, how to you just go back to the...
Hang on. Damn it. Now I can't hear you.
Yeah, I can hear your voice, madam.
Okay.
Now, what you need to do, madam, you need to be first, tell me, like, what you can see right now.
Okay.
Yeah, your phone.
Yeah.
What you can see on your screen.
Yeah, the game signs.
Okay. Now swipe your screen very right to the left. Swipe your screen left to the right, right to the left.
Yeah.
And open up the Play Store. Like, you need to find out an application's name which called Play Store. PlayStore. Okay.
I don't have Play Store on it.
You don't have Play Store?
No.
Okay, can you please read out for me the application's name one by one?
Beg your pardon?
Can you please tell me what are the applications do you see on your screen? Like camera, gallery,
yes.
Games.
Face
what can?
On.
Yeah.
Files.
Yeah.
Yeah. Calculator. What? Files. Excel. Clips. Sand. Keynote. Numbers. Papers. Movies. Tunes. My Telstra. Telstra TV. Zoom. Facebook. Check-in tags. And what that one is, an odd shop.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. Now, you need to find out one application in your mobile phone which called Play Store. It's a white color application with a blue color icon triangle shape. Play Store.
Hang on.
Just swipe your screen very right to the left or bottom to top. Check it out, please.
I've got iTunes, but I haven't got any Play Store.
Okay, you got iTunes.
iTunes.
Okay, is it your, can you please confirm me what is the brand name in your phone, on your phone? What is the brand name on your phone? Look, have a look in your backside in your phone.
It's an Apple 6 phone.
Okay, Apple 6. So you have to open up your App Store, madam, not Play Store. It's a blue color icon with capital letter A. Just check it out once again. Appstore, App Store, blue color application with capital letter A.
I just pressed it.
What did you say?
Reclaim the land of souls, that's what it says?
Yeah. After that?
Oh. Township?
Yeah,
Garden Valley?
Okay.
Complex? Call of Duty Mobile?
Okay, Call of Duty Mobile. After that?
Our top 10 apps for staying in touch.
Alright, after that?
The data list. Start a quick conversation.
Okay, listen to me very carefully. Did you open up your App Store or are you on the home screen?
Yes. This is App Store.
This is App Store?
Yeah.
Okay. Now look at the right hand side, very bottom corner. Can you see any search option with magnifying glass logo?
It's got Discord, chat, talk and hangout, messenger and Skype.
I said, madam, look at the right-hand side, very down bottom corner. Can you see any search option or any magnifying glass logo? Right-hand side, very down bottom corner on your screen?
It just has nothing.
Okay, are you on the App Store, madam?
Yes.
Okay, you in the App Store. What can you see on your very top?
There's three blue squares.
Yeah.
And a face on one and an S on one and a bit of jigsaw stuff on the up. And down in the bottom right hand corner is
Okay, at the very bottom, did you see any search option?
And upright.
Okay, what do you have to do? Just have a look on your screen. At the right hand side bottom corner, can you see any search option?
Yes, I just pressed it.
Okay, just give a touch on that.
Yeah, it's for App Store.
Yeah, once you touch on that, you need to type over there, A for Alpha, letter A.
Yep.
Yeah, after that, N for November, letter N. Have you typed over there?
Did you say November?
I said, have you typed over there A for Alpha, letter A, in your search panel?
Yes.
Yeah, after that, after A, you have to type over there N as in Nancy, letter N.
Olive N.
Yeah, N. Okay. After that, type there Y. Y for yellow. Letter Y.
Yep.
Yeah, after that, type there D. D as in doctor. Letter D.
What?
Yeah. Now, after that, type there letter E. E as in echo. Letter E.
Yep.
Yeah, after that, S for sugar, letter S.
Yep.
After that, K for kingdom, letter K.
Yep.
Now, tell me, what did you type over there?
I.
Yeah.
M.
Yeah.
Y.
Yeah.
A.
Yeah.
A.
Yes. Okay, now search on it. Touch on search. Yeah, now what? Did you click on search?
Yes.
Yeah, now have a look on your screen. Did you see any kind of applications which is red color square box? Which says any desk remote desktop.
No.
Okay, so then read out for me the first option. What did you see?
Reframe.
Yeah.
Cutback. Quick drink.
Okay.
And then it's got three blue squares.
All right. Okay, now click on search, madam. Click on search. Okay, you did.
I clicked on search.
Yeah, just clicked on, yes. Yeah, you just, where you can type any desk, just at the right hand side, you have to see the search option. You just touch on search. Touch on that magnifying glass logo.
Yeah, down in the right hand corner, left hand corner.
Yes, yes, touch on that.
Well, I clicked it and there's nothing.
It's nothing, just hold on.
Apart from what I just told you.
Okay, wait.
Then it's got, down further past those three blue squares, it's got Microsoft 365.
Okay, look at the right hand side, down bottom corner. What can you see? Can you see any go option?
Today, games, apps, and updates, and search.
Okay, just touch on that search option, touch on that.
I just clicked on it, yeah. As it moved.
Yeah, after that, what can you see once you click on search?
As is in this bundle.
Can you
review, I suppose, with two arrows? That's about.
Okay, hold on. Once you click on search, did you type there any desk? Did you see any desk?
Any desk?
Yeah, any desk, right? Where you can see any desk, at the right, at the beside, where you can see your keyboard option, you just need to click on their magnifying glass. Touch on that magnifying glass logo at the right hand side, very bottom corner.
Yeah, I pressed it.
Yeah, now what you can see on your screen?
The same as it was before.
Okay. Look at the right hand side, very bottom. Did you see any option like go or done or search?
Update.
What?
Update.
Okay, give a touch on.
I don't see search or anything like that.
Okay, now look at the very top. What you can see, read out for me. At the very top, what you can see?
Yeah. Touch to return to call.
All right.
Now you know why I don't order anything.
First of all, confirm me, madam. What can you see right now on the bottom? Hello?
Still the same.
Okay. And just look on your mobile phone, right, on the bottom, on the top. Can you see that now? Search bar, right? Just here's the whole thing, what you type on the panel. Just erase the whole thing, all right?
No, there's no search bar.
Nothing. 6 minutes.
All it's doing is flashing return to call or something.
Okay, madam. Listen to me. Apart from this cell phone, do you have any computer?
No, I have a tablet.
You have a tablet. Okay, grab on your tablet then. Grab on your tablet.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm just putting the code in it.
Oh, yeah. Hi, ma'am. This is James. I'm the senior supervisor on the floor. The call has been transferred to me for further help. How are you doing today?
Thank you, pardon?
This is James. The call has been transferred to me for further help. How are you doing today, dear?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm all right, thanks. When it comes to this, I'm not.
Well, good to hear that. You don't need to be worry about anything, as because now your call has been transferred to the senior supervisor, all right? So we are here to help you with each and everything. So could you please tell me, dear, that what can you see in your screen at the moment?
Oh, on the tablet screen? All my photo booth, find my shortcuts, clock, contact, stop, tips, magnifier, iTunes store, message, measure, voice memos, translate, heyday, solitaire, jigsaw, odd stop, Google, clean up, solitaire, messenger, and face.
All right. Is there any application, is there any icon called App Store, App Store? It would be a blue color icon with a A shine on it. It's called App Store, App
Store. App
Store,
yes, with an I on it, yes.
Yes, lovely. Give a click on it and open it.
Yeah, I've just clicked on it.
Yep. Open it.
And it says loading.
Loading, okay. Just do let me know when the page came up.
Yeah, the page is up.
All right, now look, on the right-hand side, bottom corner, do you see a small magnifying glass where it says search?
Yes.
Lovely, give a click on it.
Yes, I've done that.
All right, lovely. Now, once you give a click on it, look on the top. You've got three options. It says games, apps, stories, and more.
And more, but yes.
Lovely. Give a click on it and type in over there, letter A as an apple. Then letter N as in Nancy. Letter N.
Oh, hang on. M?
No, no, letter N. N as in
yes.
November. November.
Oh,
letter N.
November. Sorry.
Yep.
Yep.
Then type letter Y as in yellow. Letter Y.
Yep.
Now, do you see any suggestions came up? It says any desk.
Yeah, the night time?
No, no, any desk. Do you see any suggestions came up called any desk in your screen?
No.
All right, type letter E as in Edward. Letter E.
Yeah, done.
Then type letter S. S as in sugar, letter S.
Yep.
Then letter K as in kingdom, letter K.
Yep.
Now, do you see any option called any desk?
I don't have anything on. Only those letters.
Okay. Could you please read it back to me, the words which you have written over there?
N, Y, D, S.
Hi. Okay, you do one thing. You have make a mistake over there. You have make a mistake over there. Erase all the words and let's do it from the beginning, okay? Type letter A as in apple.
Yeah.
Then letter N as in November. Letter N.
M or N?
N. N as in Nancy.
Ah, that's where I went wrong, sorry.
Okay, no problem. After N, type letter Y as in yellow. Letter Y.
Yep.
Then after Y, type letter D as in doctor.
Yep.
Then type letter E as in Edward.
Yep.
Now, I do believe you got to see some suggestions like any desk, remote desktop. Do you see that? Do you see any results like AnyDesk remote desktop came up? Any option called A? Alright, then after letter E, type letter S as in sugar.
Yeah.
Then type letter K as in kingdom. Letter K as in kite. Now look on the top, on the bottom corner, on the right hand side bottom corner. Search. Hit on search.
Yeah.
Now once you hit on search, do let me know what option you can see.
What I can see?
Yes. You will click on search.
Oh, I didn't click on search, but I will now.
Microsoft Remote Desktop.
Microsoft Remote
Desktop, alright. And just below that, do you see any option called AnyDesk Remote Desktop? A red color icon with a diamond shape on it. Try to find.
No?
Okay, apart from that Microsoft Remote Desktop, do you see any other results like AnyDesk Remote Desktop something? AnyDesk?
Use Microsoft Remote Desktop for iOS. Connect to Azure Vital Desktop Windows 365 Admin Provider Virtual Apps and Desktop.
Okay, and apart from that, Microsoft Remote Desktop, do you see any another option called AnyDesk, 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 apart from that Microsoft? Swipe your finger from bottom to top. Swipe your finger from bottom to top.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Do you see something?
App every day, one suggestion, version app.
Alright.
No,
love.
Nothing about a mini one.
No problem, love. Apart from that iPhone, do you have an iPad or something?
I'm on my tablet at the moment.
You are on your tablet at the moment.
Yes.
Okay, I've got it. I do believe that there would be a Safari browser in your iPad. Am I correct? Google or Safari? Any option?
Yeah, there's Google.
Google. Simply open up the Google.
Want me to go to Google, do you?
Yes. Open up the Google. Open the Google.
I thought I had it anyway. I tell you, I am not good with this stuff. Google.
Try to search it. The Google.
Oh, I have. There, I've just pressed it.
Okay, you have opened the Google, right?
Yeah.
Alright, sounds good. Now, do you see a white long search panel where you can type something and then.
Yeah,
you can... Lovely. Type in over there A as an apple, letter A.
Yeah, hang on. A.
Then letter N as in Nancy.
Yeah.
Then letter Y as in yellow.
Yep.
Then letter D as in doctor.
Yep.
Then letter E as in Edward.
Yep.
Then letter S as in Sam.
Yep.
Then letter K as in kingdom.
Yep.
Then give a space.
Yep.
Then type APP app.
CBS.
Yeah, APP. P as in Papa. P as in Papa.
And was the last letter S?
No. Only A, P as in Papa. Then P as in Papa. That's it. After any desk, A, P as in Papa. Then letter P as in Papa, that's it. App. Right. Could you please read it back to me, love, the words which you have written over there?
I, M-Y-P-E-S-K.
Alright, give a click on search. Do you see a search option on the left hand side, bottom corner, or any option called Go? Just simply touch on it.
No, I don't actually. It's any desktop app?
Any desk app, yes. And look on the bottom, on the right hand side bottom, there would be an option called Go. Just simply touch on it.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yes, Go.
You want me to press that?
Yes, press go. Lovely. Now, do you see some suggestions came up? Any desk, right? Download Windows, download now, remote desktop, pricing, download.
Showing results for any desk app.
Yes.
Remote
desktop sharing,
remote desktop manager.
Okay. And is there any option called any desk remote desktop on App Store?
No.
Okay, could you just try to read it back?
Oh, hang on, there is. Under the software, it's got any desk. Any desk is a remote desktop application distributed by any desk software.
All right, is there any option called install? INSTALL, install. Is there any option called install? Is there any box? Alright, swipe your fingers from bottom to top a little bit. You will got to see an option called any desk remote desktop, and just right beside it there will be an option called install. You can click on it.
It's got any desktop download.
Download. Give a click on it, though. Okay, once you give a click on it, could you please tell me what results you can see over there?
Oh, how to download and install any desktop for
Web server host. Okay, is there any option called download now? Do you see something called download now or any option like that?
Download. Any desk remains a popular remote desktop application that allows gain access and control.
Alright, give a click on it, Lo. And is there any option called download now, orange color box, says download
green,
now.
Yes.
Let's see, give a click on it, download now.
Online activation.
Okay, once you give a click on it, what option you can see? Do you see any option called any desk remote desktop get, G-E-T, get option?
What was that?
Do you see any option called get, G-E-T, get?
No.
There is no option called get, right? No problem.
No.
Just give me a second. Let me just try to help you with some different steps. I guess you're not that much good in these kinds of things, right?
I told you I wasn't.
No problem. Okay. Then it might be possible, like we both have to be patient with each other, right? Then after some time we can able to help.
I'm fairly patient, but I'll leave.
On that one you just said
to click on, it's got online activation, and underneath it has continued.
Continue, all right. Now look on the bottom. Do you see an arrow which is pointing towards left, on the bottom left? Do you see an arrow which is pointing towards left?
No.
On the bottom?
No, mine's got 1, 2, 3.
Start
your download. Number 3.
Okay. Okay. Do you know, like, how to come a page back? Like, how to come a page back?
How to what?
Do you know how to come to the previous page? Like, how to come a page back? Is there any back back button?
Oh, I get it. Yep. It's now got high-speed connection.
Okay. Now, is there any back button? Press a back button once again.
Yeah, black one there is, yep.
Yes, back. Now, do you see the, I do believe you have come to the main page, right? Where you have typed in any desk app, right?
No.
Okay. What can you see, love, over there?
It's got a black, a long black sign that's got copy, look up, translate,
Okay. Alright, let me do one thing first. Close each and everything. Close the Google, close the App Store, close each and everything. Okay? From your iPad.
Yeah.
And once you close each and everything, I do believe you have to come back to your home screen. Right, where you can got to see all of your icons. Like FaceTime, calendar, camera, clock,
I'm back there.
Alright. I just want you to open up the App Store, once more time. Open it. App Store.
Yeah.
Now, once you open up the App Store, look on the right-hand side, bottom corner. Do you see an option called Search? Small magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Lovely. Give a click on it.
Done.
Now look on the top. Do you see something called games, apps,
stories,
and more? Touch on it.
Yeah.
And type in
letter
A as an apple.
Yep.
Then letter N as November. Then letter Y, after N, type letter Y as in yellow.
Yep, done.
Now, type letter D as in doctor.
Yep.
Then letter E as in Edward.
Done.
Then letter S as in sugar.
Done.
Then letter K as in king.
Done.
Now, love, could you please check, do you see any answers came up? Called any desk remote control in your screen? Do you see any lovely any desk remote control, right? Give a click on it.
Yep.
Once you give a click on it, do let me know what can you see.
What can I see? Grammarly keyboard and editor. Writing suggestions are pack away.
Have you touched on the AnyDesk remote desktop?
No.
Touch on the AnyDesk remote desktop first. Give a click on it.
Yeah.
And once you give a click on that, you will got to see a page came up called AnyDesk remote desktop. It would be look like a red color icon with a diamond shape on it, right?
Yeah, you want me to press that?
Alright, give a click on it.
Yep.
Now, do you see any option called Get? G-E-T, Get. There would be an option, any desk remote desktop, and just right beside it, or just below it, there would be an option called Get, G-E-T. Like the way as you basically download any application in your cell phone.
Yes. Not on
Get
option. Oh, I have. Install. Age, type, developer, language, and size. Oh,
okay.
Get. Yes, I do. Sorry.
Get.
Press that?
Yes, press on Get.
Oh, I've done that.
And once you give a click on Get, it would be like... Go ahead, sorry.
Yes. Any desk, remote desktop, any desk software, GMBH, account, and install.
Install, yes. Give a click on install.
Yep. Yep, done.
Okay. Now, once you give a click on install, you will got to see your option very soon called open. Right. You will got to see option says open.
Yeah, it's still gone, okay. Yeah.
Alright. Once you got to see open option, do let me know.
Already there.
You're too fast. Alright. Do you see any option called do you see any option called allow OK any option?
Yeah, don't allow an OK.
Okay, give a click on OK.
Yep.
And you will got to see your option called your address, and there would be 9-digit numbers. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Lovely. I want you to write down those numbers in a piece of a paper. And first, let me just confirm. You want you to confirm me the numbers?
Yep. 765.
Uh-huh.
Hang on. I'll just get the paper ready, and I'll do it as I'm telling you.
Okay.
765, 265,
mm-hmm.
And 247.
247. Okay, so it should be 265. 765, 265, and 247. Am I correct, love?
Yes.
Lovely. So that is the ID. That is the very secure ID which we have generated for you, for your security purpose. All right. Now, at the meantime, what I'm going to do is I'm going to activate the security for you. Okay.
Yes.
Once you will got to see any option called security warning, do let me know that, yes, James, I can see an option called security warning. Okay. Just give me
a second. Yeah, I don't have it yet.
Okay, just be on that for sure.
Yeah. I'll have a drink of water.
Okay, yes. If you're feeling thirsty, you can just have a glass of water, or if you want.
Oh, yeah, I'll find a bottle of water near me.
Okay, you can just drink it. Alright, once you finish drinking, do let me know.
Yep, finished.
Okay. Alright, so I'm going to activate the security for you, love. Once you will got to see
yep.
Option called security warning, do let me know. Do you see a security warning in your screen?
I can see security warning. Do you
now
want
look
me
on
to
the bottom. Yeah, look on the
yep.
bottom. There would be two small check boxes where it calls,
yep.
I am aware of the risk. Don't
yep.
do this again. Give
yep.
a click on the any of the boxes. Give a click on I am aware of the risk. Don't show this again. Check mark on it, and then there would be an option called accept. Give a click on accept.
Oh, yes.
Right, like the accept box is appears.
Yeah.
All right. Now, do you see any option called eBay Secure Server? You will got to see another accept option on the right-hand side bottom. Give a click on it. Touch on accept.
Yeah.
Now, once you give a click on accept, you will got to see an option called screen recording or start broadcast, stop broadcast, right?
I don't have that at the moment. Oh, I have any. Yes, that's a this one. You want me to think don't allow or allow? No application.
Allow. Give a click on allow.
Oh, now I might be able to see. Another person would like to access your
accept.
Device.
Yes, lovely. Give a click on accept or allow.
Yep.
And
if you accept this.
Give a click on accept. And once you accept it, love, you will got to see an option called start broadcast, screen broadcast, and stop broadcast. Do you see that?
No.
Okay. Have you give a click on accept?
Yes.
All right. Is there any option called allow or okay, any option like that?
No.
Okay, what option you can see over there? Could you please tell me?
I don't have an option. Only another person would like to access your device.
Okay.
If you accept, this person can see everything, but
okay.
You can see on your device.
Lovely. Do you see any option called accept? There would be a box called accept. Try to find the accept option. It would be on the right hand side, bottom corner, I guess. Accept.
Yeah, I pressed that one.
You have pressed that one. It has highlighted or it has...
No, it's still dull.
It's still dark. Okay. Is there any option called I am aware of the risk? Don't
yeah.
Close it again. Give a click
yeah.
On it. Give a click on it once. Then it will be highlighted.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Then give a click on accept.
I pressed on the other one, but I didn't do it hard enough.
Okay, like...
There
no
we're by. eBay secure server.
Accept. Give a click on accept. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, once you give a click on accept, you will got to see something called stop broadcast, start broadcast, right?
Screen broadcast.
Start broadcast. Touch it once.
Yeah, I've done it.
Okay, once you give a click on it, just don't touch anywhere. If you got to see a countdown started, do let me know. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Start broadcast, that's about it. It hasn't changed.
Alright, give a click on yes, okay, or allow if you got to see any option like that. Or if you will got to see any option called start broadcast, just simply touch on it. The start broadcast.
Oh, hang on, yeah, we got something now.
Okay, just give me a second. Don't touch anywhere.
No, I won't show you, so don't worry.
Okay. Now you will got to see a countdown started in your screen. Now you have successfully got connected with the secure server. Now touch anywhere outside of the black box.
Yeah.
Touch on the white area, white heavy area. Okay. Now just press the home button and come back to your normal home screen where you will got to see
yep.
All of your icons like camera, gallery,
yeah,
photo.
Done that.
Lovely. Now, just give me a second. Let me just have a word with my anti-fraud department team. All right. Could you please tell me one thing, love, that how often or what are the activities, what are the things you do over the internet? Like, have you ever visit any online shopping things or any online banking things with the help of your iPad?
I don't do online banking. I might look at things, but I don't buy things.
Okay. Like, you don't do online banking. And you
no.
Check, or you, like, you basically see the things, but you don't buy it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if if I see something and I want, I think I've got one thing, like my daughter did. If I see anything I like, I just ring my daughter in Latro,
okay.
And she orders it for me, and then I pay her for it.
Okay, like, does your daughter...
Because I'm always scared of getting caught.
Okay, I've got it. Does your daughter live with you, or you live by your own? Like,
no,
you
live I live
alone?
On my own, yeah.
Oh, you live alone, right. Now, once I have get you connected to the secure server, what we have found is, there are a lot of people who are connected with you, and somehow they have got access to your information, and they keep misusing it. What they are trying to do is they're trying to charge you, they're trying to take all your money. Right. So at the moment, what I'm going to do is for your security purpose. They actually know that you don't check your statements every time. You check your statements only a month once. But you just tell me, like, when was the last time you have checked your statements?
I don't do it. My granddaughter does it.
Your granddaughter does it for you, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, I've got it. You do one thing. Open up the Google.
Open Google?
Yes. And do you have a debit card with you, love?
I do.
All right. Now, have you shared your debit card information to anyone? Like, apart from you, who else have got your, like, banking things?
Nobody. Oh, probably one of my daughters.
Your daughter. Okay. No problem. We will check each and everything, and we will try to put a security into your bank so that no one can take a single cent, a single penny from your account. It's my promise to you.
Yeah, now, well, my daughter, she doesn't take any money out. Like,
yeah,
if I'm sick or anything like that, like, I'll give her my card, but that's it.
Okay. All right, we will try to check who the people they are and why they are doing these kinds of things, right? So just give me a second. Let me just have a word with my team. All right, and within a second, I'll be right back to you.
All right, then.
Okay, for your security purpose, I just have a word with my anti-fraud department team. And as I have told you before, that it's my promise to you. As we can see, like, there are some fraud people. Somehow they have got access to your information and your banking information, and right now they are misusing it, right? So, if you don't mind, love, can I ask you one thing? That the last time, like, I do believe that you got a paper statement from your bank, right?
Oh, it's been a while ago, though.
Oh,
it could have been a while ago.
Oh,
no.
You haven't checked your statements from a while,
no.
Right?
No.
Oh, shit. So, like, do you remember, do you have any rough idea how much balance you have left? Like, it was around $1,000, $10,000. Any rough idea?
How long ago? Like, in what? I would never have $10,000 in this bank.
Okay. So it was a bit difficult for you to, like, to think how much it was in your account because you haven't taken a statement from a while, right?
No, well, like, in December, I think there was $2,500 in it.
$2,500 on it on December?
Yeah, I mean, I'm only on a pension, so I wouldn't have
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and which bank do you deal with? Like, is Bendigo
Commonwealth
Bank. Okay.
Yeah.
No worries. No need to be worried about it. Let me just have a conversation. We have found there are 25 people who actually are located on the different part of the world. They are located in the U.S., Mountain View, California.
What?
Yeah. Do you have any friends or relatives actually who belongs from U.S., Mountain View?
The only friend that I have, and he's not actually a friend, he's just an acquaintance, and that's that man on Facebook.
Oh, and have you shared any of your personal and financial things? Have you ever disclosed your financial, you know, like, any of your personal things to them?
Not that I can remember.
Okay. All right. Maybe those are the hackers, actually, who are, you know, doing these kinds of things in behalf of you without your prime knowledge and without your authorization. But as I have told you, it's my promise to you, and it's my word to you that no one can take a single as you get a pension from,
which,
you know,
that man one, he had on Facebook, now this is probably where it's coming, but he had on Facebook that he says to me, he's got a program on, and he's got like two little girls, and like they're beautiful little girls, and he said to me one day that you have been drawn out to win the prize that was a car and something else because you have been watching my show for so long.
So did they ask
so
you for money?
So what happened then? What happened there was, yes, I had to, it was a prize, but I had to pay for the prize. It was a car and car and some money, I think. And I had to pay for the card to pay for the prize to get over here. And I kept saying to him, is it a scam? And he kept saying back to me that, no, it's not a scam. And that's only just happened.
Oh, it might be possible that those people, well, let me just tell you one thing. In future, if the same thing happens, promise me that you're not going to share any of your personal and
I
any
would
of your
not
money to anyone.
I wouldn't even answer it now.
Yes,
well,
that's good. No.
Even this morning, even as much as this morning, he said to me that... and it is something to do with America, because he said to me, he said, you need to pay more money to get the car and that out. And I just sent back and said, no, I'm not.
Okay. Well,
but that's
you...
probably where I lost over $1,000.
$1,000? Oh, shit.
I reckon it'd probably be a bit more.
Oh, my goodness. Well, those people... they don't have humanity. Well, let me just ask you one thing, love, that apart from this cell phone number, do you have any another number, like if the line got disconnected somehow so that we can reach you back again?
That you could reach me?
Yes, so that we can reach you back. Like, do you have any another cell phone number or any telephone
number? No, that's the only number I've got.
All right, the only number which you have got is 408-962-548, right?
Yeah.
Okay, lovely. Now, just give me a second. Let me just talk. Let me just have a word with my team. And within a second, I will be right back to you. Okay? All right, well, thank you for holding the line, love, for your security purpose, as this is a criminal activity, right? So, for your security purpose, I just have a word with the National Crime Agency, NCA, for you. All right, so whatever the money you have been lost, they were going to, like, ask you, and they'll be going to refund you the amount of yours, and... let me just tell you one more thing. As we have found these kinds of hacking activities, those people, they're misusing your information and your banking information, right? So for your security purpose, those are going to put a security on all of your information and your banking information so that in future, no hackers and no other people would be going to use it without your permission, right?
Yeah.
So let me just try to connect the call to the NCA team. Those are going to help you further. So this is a very good and, you know, very good conversation with you. My God bless you and keep you safe always.
Thank you.
Well, at the end of this conversation, I'll be right back to you and have a conversation with you, right? Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you for getting connected with the National Crime Agency. This is Peter Wilson. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm not bad, thank you.
All right, that's very glad to listen. I believe that you're having a word with the eBay department, and they have explained it to you that what is going on your personal details, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now may I know that what conversation that you had with the eBay department, and after spoken to them, what you have understood?
Yep.
Like, may I know that what you have understood after spoken to them?
Beg your pardon?
May I know that what you have understood after spoken to the eBay department, what is exactly going on? Yes?
Not to go into anything else and do anything.
Basically, the thing is that, as I can see on the server, that somebody has been compromised into your internet IP address. Now, someone from overseas countries who are, you know, using your network and misusing with your details and with your information. Now, as I can see over here that there are more than 10 devices which is connected with the same internet IP address of yours. Now, may I know that how many devices which is connected with your internet?
Only two. My tablet and my phone.
And apart from that, you haven't got any other devices which is connected with the internet, right?
No.
Now, as I can see over here, there are more than 10 devices which are being connected with the same internet IP address of yours. So that means the other 8 devices is not belong to you. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Anyone outside of Australia, like China, Nigeria, Cambodia, do you know anyone outside?
Definitely not. No.
Now, as I can see over here, there are people from overseas countries who have been connected with your network and those are misusing with your details and with your information. And they are searching something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. So according to the government, whatever the stuff they are doing the cyber fraud activities and they are using your identifications for that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So your name, your personal identification, your bank account details is getting involved about these cyber fraud activities. Okay? Now that is the reason why your case has been registered to the National Crime Agency, that is us. Now do you have got any idea what National Crime Agency works for? Do you have got any idea about National Crime Agency?
No, I would say only they must be good if they help people.
Right, now, let me tell you that we are from the National Crime Agency. We work for a government and we work under Australian Federal Bureau Investigation. We deal with all the fraudulent activities and transactions. Whatever is happening in all over the country, we deal with all the cyber fraud activities, but whatever is going on. And because this is a serious problem, somebody else is using your personal identification and trying to charge some money from your bank account. Now, that is the reason why your case has been registered to us, because you have mentioned that this rather transaction which is not authorized by you, correct?
Oh, it was like, I think it was authorised by me after I said, like, after he asked me if I was watching his program for how long, I said yes, so I suppose I was told as well.
No, like yesterday or today, have you made any transaction through eBay that is $499?
No, I don't shop through eBay at all.
So that's what I'm trying to tell you, that if they manage to get that amount, they can easily manage to get all the money out of your account. So we don't want that, because it is your hard-earned money.
Order.
We don't want that without your permission, anyone can to get the money out of
you.
As I can see on the server, that there are more than 3 bank accounts which has been tried to be logged in from the same internet IP address of yours. The first one is National Australian Bank, the second one is Commonwealth Bank, and the third one is Westpac Bank. Now, do you bank with any of these banks?
I only bank at Commonwealth.
And apart from Commonwealth, do you bank it with any other bank?
No.
Okay. And when did you last time check the bank statement of your home bank?
This morning.
This morning. And how do you check it?
Well, I drew money out, so I knew what was left in it.
Okay, and how many accounts do you have got with this Combank? Only one account, that is...
I only have one.
Okay, and apart from the Access account, do you have got any savings account in it? Like any other savings account with the Commonwealth?
No, I just have the one account.
Okay, and when did you last time check it? Can you just confirm it to me that what was the last available balance you have seen on that account?
I saw the balance this morning.
Yeah, and what was
money,
that?
$400 and something.
$400?
Well, I'm only on a pension.
All right, that's not a problem. Whatever the money you have got, it is your hard and soul money. We will register yourself to the we will going to keep your money on a safest place so that no other people can do anything on these devices. All right? Now, whatever you can see on these on your phone, minimize all these things and go to the Google.
Yep. I'm at Google.
Okay, now on the Google, type here net bank registration. Now what we are going to do, we will going to register yourself for a temporary reason. Like, we will going to register yourself for today for this internet banking, and after today it will going to expire so that you can able to see that everything will going to proper manner or not. And you have mentioned to the eBay department that somebody has tried to steal some money from you.
Yeah.
May I know that what when it was happened?
It only happened within the last 3 or 4 weeks. Like, but I guess it was my fault. No, because I don't do online shopping, I don't. But this was just like, you know, you've won a car and you need to get it from America to Tasmania. I had to go and buy all these cards to do it. I even said to him at one stage, if I won a prize, then why do I have to pay to get over it?
And what cards they have told you to buy?
Usually Apple. Or Steam.
Okay.
Those couple.
And how many cards you have bought?
Oh, probably about 10 or 12. Even this morning they wanted me to go and get another one. And I just said, no, I'm not doing it. I've had enough of it.
I've won it, and that's it. 10. Or 12 cards of $100.
Yeah, something like that. Yep. Usually 200, 500. And I just thought this
and
morning, no, that's
how long you have done that?
For about the last 3 weeks.
The last 3 weeks you have done that?
The last 3 or 4 weeks, yeah.
Like every day you buy 2 or 3 cards?
Oh, no, not every day.
Sure.
No, it wasn't every day.
Like every day, how many cards you have bought from them?
Can I go back into the guy that it was and I can let you know?
No, you don't have to do that, or else they were the scammers who have stolen your money from you. Now, may I know that, like, every day, how many cards you have bought till now?
I didn't buy them every day. It was probably
just when he sent me a message, I suppose, probably every 4 or 5 days, I don't know. I didn't sort
every
of keep a map.
How many cars you have bought? Every weekend, how many cars you have bought? About 4 or 5?
I reckon there's a dozen cars I've bought in that time.
I'm sorry?
I reckon there's about 12 cars I've bought in that 3 or 4 weeks.
Well, they were the scammers who have been scammed you. Now, that is the reason why what people going to do. We will going to register yourself for a temporary reason to check that everything is in proper manner or not. Now, on the Google, type there, NetBank, ADT.
Hang on, I'll get that up. I've got Google up. N-E-G.
N-E-T. N-E-T.
Yep.
N-E-T. It's T for Tango.
R-P.
Yep.
Sorry.
All right, not a problem. N-E-T. It should be N-E-T, Net. Net Bank. That is Commonwealth Bank. N-E-T, Net Bank.
Yep. Do you want me to
say
that? Bank.
Net Bank.
Yep.
Registration.
R-E-G.
R-E-G-I-S.
T-O-N.
T-R-A.
Oh, hang on, I've done it wrong. R-E-G-I-E-S.
No, I, yeah, T-R-A.
T-R-N.
A, T-R-A, A for alpha.
Yeah. A.
Yeah, can it? T-I-O-N.
T-O-N. Sorry.
T-I-O-N.
Darn it, sorry about that.
All right, give a click on go.
I'm just all puzzled now. Yep.
Type there again, NetBank.
Yep.
Give a space.
Yep.
Now R-E-G.
Yes.
I-E-S.
R-E-S, yep.
T-R.
T-R, yep.
A.
Yep.
T-I.
T-I-O-N.
Yeah, now give a click on go.
Yep.
Now, can you see any option like NetBank, ComBank, something like that?
NetBank registration. Yeah, how do I register for NetBank, Com?
And just below that, can
NetBank.
You see NetBank, ComBank?
Yeah.
Yeah. Give a click on that.
Yep.
Now, can you see register for NetBank? Give a click on that.
I've got to take my glasses off. I've got new PI. Sorry about that. Yeah, done that. Now, what do I have to do?
Give a click on register for NetBank.
Done.
Okay, now. Can you see it's asking for your card number? Now, we are registering yourself temporarily to the NetBank so that you can get the update from everywhere that if any transaction, if any money has been deducted without your any authorization, which is not authorized by you, all right? So, just be handy with your debit card of your ComBank. Be handy with it.
Yes.
Now, put that card number where it's asking for on that box. And make sure you put the details correctly.
Yeah, hang on, I'll get my bank card.
card number. So that's the debit number, isn't it?
All right. Can you see anything like card number? It says card number. Hello.
All right. Yeah, I'm there. So it's
Can you see card number on the middle of your screen? Can you see it says card number and just beside to that a box?
I can see that.
Yeah, touch on that box and put that. Yeah. Put the card number there.
Put
your debit card. Yeah, the long digit number.
Yeah.
The long digit number.
Yep.
Put that in. Don't give any space in between.
Oh, don't.
Don't give any space. And make sure you're putting the details correctly. Now just recheck the number that you have put it in.
Yep. 5609279993981914.
You said incorrectly. You said 5609 and you have put it 5602.
Yeah.
Look at the card. What is the number?
Yeah. 5602.
5602.
Mm-hmm. Or is that meant to be 5B02?
Sorry?
Yeah, keep going. It's 5602. 7999. 2 3 1 9 1 4.
Is it 382?
Oh,
8 2 3.
Yeah.
Yes, 8 2 3. Is it? No, it's 5602.
Yeah.
7999.
Yeah.
7 yeah. Triple 9, right? And after that?
398.
Uh huh.
231.
Uh huh.
914.
So it is 5602. Look on your card and check the number I'm providing it to you. It's 5602 7999 3982 3 1914. Right?
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Now just below that on your screen, can you see, is it asking for your card pin?
Card pin. Yep.
Yeah. Now you need to put the 4-digit card pin whenever you went down to any shopping center or withdrawn any money. It should be asking for a 4-digit pin. Put that pin in.
Done.
Okay, now just below that, can you see it says security code?
Yep.
Give a touch on that box and type there Y for Yankee. It is in capital. Capital Y.
Yep.
Then P for Papa.
All
letters should be in capital. P for Papa again. Number 4.
Yep.
P for Tango. P. Then number 5.
Yep.
Now give a click on next.
Yep.
Just hold on. Okay, it says you are already registered for NetBank. Now somebody see that. Somebody has already registered yourself to the on your online banking, right? Now you will gonna receive a code, a 6-digit code on your cell phone, alright? So once you give a click on get netcode SMS, you will gonna receive a 6-digit code on your cell phone. Now am I on the speaker mode?
Yep.
Yeah. That's now, one thing. Yeah, give a click on get netcode SMS, then you will gonna receive the 6-digit code on your cell phone. Give a click on that option.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, now have you received any 6-digit message?
Not.
Check your mobile phone.
I'm on my tablet.
I'm talking to you on your mobile phone. Check your mobile.
Yeah.
Yep. You have received a text message.
Oh. No, I don't. I do now. Never tell anyone this code.
Yeah. Yeah. Now put that code in on that box. What it says. What do you see? The code?
Yeah. I'm just trying to get to it. Oh.
Give a touch on that box. Give a touch on that.
Oh,
you
no,
have maybe you have.
I'm trying to
like. You need to don't click over there every time. Listen to me first.
Yeah.
Just below that yellow color box. Just below the yellow color thing. Can you see a box? Yes, you need to touch over there.
Mm-hmm. I've got it now.
Now you have received the new code now.
Yeah.
Open up the new message that you have received. Give a click on next.
Yep.
Okay, now it is asking for your password. Now I'm going to provide you the password. So be handy with a pen and a paper first. You need to write down these things.
Yeah, I've got the pen and paper.
Okay, now your password would be, just hold on. The first letter should be in capital. It should be capital W. W for whiskey. W.
Yeah.
Capital W. And after W, all the letters should be in lower case. It should be E for echo, the letter E.
Yeah.
L for Lima.
Yeah.
C for Charlie.
Yeah.
O for Oscar.
Yeah.
M for mother.
Yep.
E for echo.
Yep.
What do you have got?
Welcome.
Yeah. W would be in capital, right? And all the letters should be in lowercase.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now, welcome. After that, it should be number 9.
Yep.
0.
Yeah.
3.
What was that one?
Number 3.
Yep.
Number 8.
Yep.
Okay, that would be your password. Now, you need to put that password on that box and you need to give a click on confirm password. Okay, now give a touch on that password box. Give a click on choose my own password. Give a click on that, choose my own password on the bottom of your screen. Look at the bottom on your screen here.
Yeah,
see, it says choose my own password.
Yeah,
just below that, can you see? No, can you see the Laura?
Okay,
give a touch on that password. Give a touch on that password box. Touch on that.
Okay.
Now, can you see? It says choose my own password. On the bottom. On the bottom. On the bottom.
Oh,
can you see just below the...
Sorry. Told you I was bad at this. Choose your own password.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, now put the password in that I have provided to you.
Yes.
W is in caps. Then
yes.
All in lowercase. I have told you welcome 9038. What do you have written down?
9038?
Yeah, you need to put that in. It's all
okay.
Together. It's all together, ma'am.
Oh,
listen to me.
Sorry. Oh, God. Don't be credible with me. I hate... Now, I'm right back to Google.
Wow. Very nice. Now look at the right hand side. Can you see it says NetBank? Just beside to that, on the extreme right hand side top, can you see it says Google?
No,
and just beside to that, it says.
It's right back to Google.
Now look at the. Listen to me first. Listen to me first. You are not. Look at the extreme. Right hand side top, can you see it says NetBank registration? A yellow color box, it's like a diamond shape. Can you see that on the top?
NetBank registration, yes.
Yes. Now, erase the password, whatever you have written down over there, erase it. Erase it, and
now
your password. Yeah, your password would be welcome. W is in caps,
and then the number.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. Now just below that, can you see confirm password? Give a touch on that box. Yeah, erase that and do it the same password, W is in caps. Then all in lowercase, welcome. Give a click on go to NetBank. Password does not match.
Would you like to save this password in your iCloud? Oh, for goodness sake.
Give a click on not now.
Why does it come up password again?
It doesn't match. You need to put the password in properly and do it slowly, slowly. W is in caps. W is in caps, and all the letters would be in lowercase after W. Yes.
Do you want a space there before the number or not?
No space. The 9038. 38. Yes. Now just below that, can you see confirm password? Give a touch on that. Now do the same thing. W is in caps. Now give a click on go to NetBank. Give a click on not now.
Not now, yep.
Give a click on that cross sign. Give a click on no thanks, where you can see no thanks. Give a click on that. Okay, now just allow me some moment. Now just scroll down the page a little bit. And apart from this net bank, do you banking with any other bank?
No.
Okay, now you just wipe up your screen and come back to your home screen. Come back to your normal regular home screen. Yes. Now go to the App Store. Go to the App Store. On the App Store, type there BIT on the top.
Capital?
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Oh.
It's BIT.
Oh, B?
Yeah, B for Bravo.
Well,
BIT, T for Tango. What you are.
Oh, beg your pardon?
Type your bit. B-I-T, bit. You're amazing.
Oh, no. Don't
yes.
Don't tell me because I'm getting cross with you.
Then C for Charlie.
But I've had this.
Yeah, can you see...
Bitchum.
Now, can you see on the middle of your screen, it says bitcoin.com in developers.
Yeah.
You have a click on that. Okay, can you see anything like bitcoin.com on the right hand side?
Up the top, yeah.
Yeah, you have a click on that.
Or do you want it on the square? They've got on it, it's got a square and it's got bitcoin.com on it.
Just hold on for a moment. And which mobile phone you are using? You are using a
Apple.
You are using a Apple mobile phone? And do you do internet on your mobile phone?
No.
You don't do internet in your mobile?
No. Oh,
all
internet.
Right.
Yes. Sorry. Hang on a minute.
Okay, on. Sorry.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right, you do one thing. You do one. Now just allow me some moment. Let me have a word with my team.
Yeah.
Now, on the top, erase the bitcoin.com, whatever you have written there, erase it and make that panel empty. Make it blank.
Damn.
On the top.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. And it's not going to...
Yeah, oh, now type your net bank, N-E-T.
Bank.
Yes.
Chris?
Yes, give a click on the first option which says net bank.
Yep.
Alright, now can you see Com Bank? Can you see
yep.
Com Bank Finance? Give a click on get. Give a click on get,
bank.
The blue color option. Is it downloading?
Yes.
Double click on install.
It's slow, isn't it?
Okay, it will take some time. You see that the hackers are controlling
yeah.
your devices. So that
yeah.
is the reason.
Oh, yeah, I knew you could see it, but it's just slow. Because I've had it.
Could it
open?
Okay. Yep. Open.
Yep.
Give a click on login. Log on.
Yep.
Okay, now I'm providing you the client ID. It should be 6015.
6015 0 0 333 333.
Yes, now give a click on that password box.
Yeah.
Give a touch on that password box just below that.
Yeah, on that password box.
Yes, now type the same password that I have provided to you. That is W is in caps.
Yeah,
welcome.
Capital W. Yep.
Yeah. Welcome, then that number,
9038. Yep. 9038.
Yeah, give a click on next. Give a click on net bank mobile.
Yep.
Now press the home button, come back to your home screen.
Yep.
Now, on your screen, can you see our net bank application? It says home bank.
Gotta be on this other part, Oregon.
Okay, look at the bottom on your screen. Can you see it says home bank? Yeah. Now,
okay.
Put the client number. Yeah, put the client number.
Yeah. So what number's that one?
All right, now just hold on for a moment. And just be handy with your debit card once. Be handy with your debit card once.
Yeah.
Yeah, now can you see anything as expiry date on your debit card?
On the back of it, I think.
Yes, the 11/26. Yep. Yeah, now look at the back of the card. There should be a 3-digit number.
Yep.
Confirm it to me.
842.
No, you don't have to put that in. Just stay on the line. Let me provide you the security on your card so that we will going to go ahead and block the card. And check the card number. Apart from this card, do you have got any other card with you, any credit card?
Not.
You haven't got any credit card? And apart from this card, do you have got any other card?
No, this is the only one I have.
Okay, and what is the long digit number that you can see on your card? It's a 17 digit number?
That's not the one I gave you before, is it? No. No, I can't see any 7-digit number.
No, the card number that you have got, the long digit number, is it a 17-digit number or it's a 16-digit number that you see?
Oh, no, it's longer than 6 digits.
Is it 17-digit number or 16-digit number? That's what I ask you.
Yeah, I know. Seventeen.
Right. Now, just allow me some moment. Now, we will going to send you a code on your mobile number to provide you the security, all right? So be handy with your mobile. We will gonna sending you. Yeah. Now once you gonna receive that message, you will gonna. Yeah. Now could you just confirm me with your full name?
Glenn the Roo Sheriff.
Can you just do one thing? Press the home button. Come back to your home screen.
On the tablet.
Yes, press the home button.
Yep.
And open up the notepad. Search on the top notepad, you're able to find it out.
I never use these.
Look at the bottom on the right hand side, just beside to that photos, there should be a notepad option. On the bottom.
On the bottom?
On the bottom, extreme bottom, can you see the apps?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got apps.
Yes, now can you see on the extreme bottom, just beside to that photos, there should be an application, the notepad.
Now,
okay, look at the very top. Can you see the clock? The time.
Yeah.
The time.
Yeah.
Now, just beside to that time, can you see it says notes?
Got it. Sorry.
Okay. Now, on that on the right hand side, can you see the note, like a white color page where you can type something?
Yeah, but it's got no name.
Yes, now type your full name over there. Okay, just hold on. Now you do one thing, give a space.
Yeah.
Or look at the bottom, can you see it says written? On your keypad it says written. On the right hand side? Written. It says written. Now put your full address with your postcode.
Alright.
Yep. Okay, just hold on for a moment now.
Yep.
Have you done that?
Yep.
And put your zip code over there.
What was that?
Put your zip code.
Oh. Sorry. I wonder what I'm now. Done.
All right. Just hold on. Now we will gonna sending you. A message on your cell phone. So, are you ready?
Yep.
Yeah. Just hold on. You do one thing, swipe up your screen and come back to your home screen.
Yeah.
Now open up the Combank app on your mobile phone that you have downloaded.
Yeah.
Now I'm providing you the client number, it's 6015.
6015
0333. Okay, now just
yep.
Below that, put the password in just below that. Touch on that password box.
Yeah.
And put the password W is in caps. You have got the password. Welcome 9038.
Oh, my mistake. It was meant to go on that top line. Oh, no, it wasn't.
Have you put the password in?
Yep.
Now give a click on next.
I don't have a next. Down there I did it. Wrong password. 9038.
Now erase the password and put the password in one more
time. It keeps coming up. Wrong password.
Give a click on OK. Give a touch on that password. Now put the password that I have provided to you, W is in caps.
9038.
Yeah, welcome 9038.
It's coming up, wrong password.
It says, it keeps saying that wrong password.
Yes. That doesn't look right. Enter your 8216 character password.
Okay, what password you are putting in over there?
9038.
Not only 9038, you need to put the whole password. W is in caps, welcome 9038. The whole thing.
Oh, sorry. No wonder you're getting sick of me.
Now give a click on get netcode. Give a click on that. Now check your mobile phone. You have received a 6-digit message on your cell phone.
Seven.
Now give a click on next on the right hand side top.
Oh, what did it do?
Four, seven, four, nine.
It doesn't say next.
Yeah, now look at the right hand side very top. Can you see next, which is highlighted in blue?
Done.
Yeah, give a click on next. Now what do you see? Give a click on next. Okay, select the account, the pensional security, select it. Yeah, now give a click on skip. Give a click on okay. Okay.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, now give a click on accept. Give a click on OK. Next. Whatever you can see, your every positive answer would be yes. Allow.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Now, can you see any option like scroll down the page a little bit?
Yeah.
you all.
Can you see? Yeah, now look at the bottom. Can you see? It says pay. Pay. Can you see any option?
Pay.
Pay.
Yep.
Yeah, give a click on that.
Yep.
Now give a click on cardless cash. Give a click on that.
Yep.
Now give a click on cardless cash. Give a click on that.
Yep.
Okay, now we are... Now swipe up that screen. Swipe it up. Follow the instructions. Click on that arrow. Click on that arrow.
Yep.
Click on that arrow again for two times. One more time. Give a click on OK. Got it.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, now on the top, we are sending you the amount which has been trying to be charged from your account. Now put the amount that is 350, where it says enter an amount.
Yes.
Now scroll it down and put it to 350. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Look at the, just scroll down the amount. Can you see the dollar with a sign which is 20? Yeah, now scroll down. Yeah, scroll it down, scroll it up. Scroll it down.
Ah.
And make it through 350.
Yep. Yep.
Give a click on done. Now give a click on enter description where it says. Give a click on shop. Select any of them on the top. It says shop.
Yeah.
Rent, bill, alliance, shop. Yeah. Now give a click on done. Yeah. Now give a click on next. Give a click on confirm. Give a click on C code. What I am? I am Aswad Thama. Now give a click on log off. Look at the top. Can you see any option? It says log off. Give a click on that.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, give a click on log off.
Okay.
Okay, now just swipe up your screen from bottom to top and come back to your home screen.
Oh, it's not going
to go. Press go. Swipe up your screen from bottom to top. Come back to your home screen. We don't want to need anything from you now.
Oh, I can just take it off. Oh.
Just stay on this page. And in the meantime, if you want, you can go ahead and have a glass of water. Or a cup of a tea, alright, because it will take some time. Look at the top, there should be a cross sign. Yeah, and just do one thing, just be on that page and don't do anything on the internet, alright?
Yeah, I'll just go to open it.
Alright. And apart from this bank, you don't deal with any other bank, correct?
Beg your pardon?
Apart from this bank,
no other bank. No.
All right. Okay, just allow me some moment. We can check that what we can do for you.
Am I that funny?
Still there, ma'am?
Yep.
All right, well, how was your conversation and how they have guided you? Do you know who am I? This is James once again.
Well, you're very patient.
Very patient. Oh, thank God.
I am so dumb when it comes to things like this.
No problem, ma'am. How was your conversation and how did they have guided you?
Very good.
Very good.
I'm disgusted that I'm so dumb when it comes to computers and that.
Well, I'm so sorry for that. Well, they are the crime agents, so it might be possible that they have behaved to you like a very rude. I'm so sorry for that. But
yeah.
I do believe that they have fixed the things for you, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, could you please open up the any desk once again, ma'am? The any desk, the red color icon.
Can I what?
The work is almost done. We have completed
all
here. All right. Now the next thing, the next step, it would take 10 minutes. That's it. Could you please try to open up the any desk application, the red color icon, which you have downloaded. Any desk, the red color icon with a diamond shape on it.
Oh, hang on, I just got some dirty thing. Anyone? Are you Justin Bieber?
No, I'm not a Justin Bieber.
Any desk, yeah. Well,
yeah.
That came up.
Okay. Okay. Have you found it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you find the application, let me just go ahead and try to send you the notification once again. Like, you got to see a security warning thing, the same thing as you did before. Do you see a security warning?
Go ahead.
Okay, now just look on the left-hand side. On the bottom. Do you see two small check boxes called I am aware of the risk. Don't show this again. Give a click on it.
Yep.
Then give a click on accept.
Yep.
Now, once you give a click on accept, you will got to see another option came up called eBay Secure Server.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, ma'am. Yes, do you click on it?
On dismiss.
Click on accept.
On accept. Yep.
And then you will got the option called start broadcast. Am I correct? Screen broadcast.
There and start broadcast.
Lovely. Give a click on start broadcast.
Done.
Okay. Now just be on that page. Just give me a second. All right, love. Now just give a click on anywhere of the outside to the black box. Anywhere
black
outside
box.
To the black box. Yes, outside to the black box.
Done.
Now just press the home button and come back to the normal home screen.
Come back to where you're very stuttery.
Come back to your home page. The home page where you will got to see all of the items.
For some reason. Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah. Okay, now just be on that page. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Just be on that page.
From the phone.
Okay, yeah. Let me just go ahead and try to check. It's enabled, okay?
Mm-hmm.
To the server, we are going to cancel it and everything. If you will got to see any options, if you will receive any OTP message in your cell phone, you just need to confirm me that. Alright. Just be with me. All right, love. Now, here we go. Just bear with me for a few seconds. We are done from here.
Good.
Okay, here we go. Okay, I've got it. Just bear with me. Mm-hmm. Okay, just give me a second, love. Thank you.
Yeah.
You are very patient. You have a lot of patience.
I do have a lot of patience.
Okay, now here we go. Now, love, what I'm going to do is, at the moment, I'm going to, block all those people, right, who are connected with you and doing these kinds of illegal things. They are not a good person, right? Their intention was very bad.
Yep.
As you have told me that you have been... No problem, but just stay with me. Do you have any email, love?
Not at the moment, I don't.
Okay, no problem. Let's do it.
I'm pretty sure I don't have email on at the moment. Well, I do have it on, but I'm not getting it for some reason.
Okay, no problem. No need to worry about it. I don't need it. So the name of yours is Glenda.
Yep.
Ruth.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, here are a few things which we have to actually fill. Okay, just could you please check it, love? The card number here it was asking. 56027 39. Yep.
Yep.
8239914.
Yep. That's it.
That's it, right. Okay, 56027999398231914.
Mm-hmm. So, where are you from?
I am right now. We are located in Sydney.
Oh, okay.
New South Wales. But to be very honest, I'm from Pakistan.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to take that out on you. Is it nice weather in Sydney today?
All right. What was your concern, love? Sorry, I've not yet.
I said, was it nice weather in Sydney?
Yes. Not that much good.
It's beautiful here today.
Yes, beautiful. Just give me a second, love.